broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Honest to God, I know we still have one more stop after Stratford, but and it's going to make him uncomfortable. I know this. It's going to make you uncomfortable. I know that, Kevin. But I sincerely could not do the diner tour if not for you and your entire team at Brown Roofing. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for trusting us to do this and for literally being the reason we're able to go around and talk to everybody in those towns and cities and be at diners and get out of the studio. It is because of you and Eddie and your entire team at Brown Roofing. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure for us to be a part of it.
Well, I want to talk obviously about Brown Roofing, but I do have to ask, though, why would you support the diner tour now 2 years in a row?
Well, number one, I think it's the relationship we've built with you over the last, 3 years now.
Mm.
And, you know, it gives us a chance to be out in the community, talk about important things about people's homes that they don't necessarily think about on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire exterior of your home, you want it to look good. People don't realize the function it provides and the protection it provides day to day.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because when we first started working together, you know, you and Eddie, the entire team at Brown Roofing, we had a synergy because we think alike in the sense that we really care about our neighbors. We care about the community, obviously. And from a home perspective, I mean, people should feel safe in their homes. People should not feel like they're duped if they need to have things taken care of, from their gutter systems to their roofing and all of that. And that is something that rings true to Brown Roofing, which was why I jumped on being like, get these guys on constantly, because we live in an era where scams are constant. Yeah. And people are duped by fake contractors or people who are just looking to make a quick buck. And our home should feel safe. Our home should feel like the priority that we've invested in, right? And so that is something that you guys pride yourselves on.
Yeah, well, we've been serving Connecticut homeowners for 54 years now. And we're moving into a time of the year, you know, we just started hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we get an awful lot of hurricanes here in Connecticut, but we do get the nor'easters.
Yep.
And those sudden squalls. And those things do damage to your homes. When that happens, you often have an influx of out-of-state contractors and storm chasers who will kind of infiltrate the area, come knocking on your door. Yeah, they'll fix your roof, your siding, your gutters, your windows, whatever, but then they're gone.
Right.
Right? So we're not going anywhere. We've been based in the Valley since 1972, servicing in that time, probably 50,000 homes in Connecticut. In the 5 years, I looked it up earlier, we've worked on 300 homes in the last 5 years here in Stratford.
Wow.
So, and we truly want to do the right thing by our customers.
Yeah. Well, and you do. I'm actually one of your customers.
You are.
And it wasn't forced, by the way, guys. I literally had this ongoing issue, and actually I said to Kevin, I remember when Eddie came. And I had said, we've got this thing, like almost like a waterfall. Every time I look out my front window, there's like a waterfall. And immediately, Kevin's like, I'm pretty sure I know what that is. And of course, Kevin was right. And you guys just did all of our gutters at our house earlier this year. And let me tell you, first of all, my husband is like totally a house kind of a guy. And he is obsessed with the gutters. Even my son noticed how pretty the gutters are. Like, they're beautiful, but they also function so nicely. How do you guys determine what is best for a home, but also making sure that you're being real about it? I mean, you guys really, again, I can't stress enough how you're not looking to make a quick buck. You really figure out, is that necessary? Do we need to invest in that? And what exactly does that look like house to house?
Well, that really comes from the experience of our inspectors and the experience of Eddie himself. Eddie started working for Brown Roofing when he was 13 years old and then bought the business in 2012. So he grew up in the business, and based on that experience, he can look at a home, do an inspection, and let you know what is realistic and what's going to fix your problem in the matter of, you know, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We also, our service manager has been with the company for 35 years.
It's amazing.
There are not a lot of things on the exterior of a home that between Eddie and Danny, they can't diagnose very quickly.
Yeah.
No, everybody wants a quick fix. But is that the ultimate objective in the long run? We can fix something, patch something, put it together with Band-Aids. But in the end, you're not going to be happy,
mm-hmm.
right? And sometimes we have to walk away from a job because a customer insists on that quick fix. But then we know we're going to be out there week after week, month after month, or year after year when we could have fixed it all at once.
Right, right. You don't want to put a Band-Aid on something that needs surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
And we understand fixing the exterior of your home is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But we work with our customers to the best of our ability. We have so many financing options that do make it within the realm of possibility for the vast majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
We only want to come out to your house once.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
When we do those quick fixes, you know, we can't make those guarantees that we do, that we can when we fix the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So true. And the other thing, too, again, Kevin's going to be modest about it, but I'm going to kind of blow up your spot, if you don't mind, Kevin. What I also love about Brown Roofing is you guys do these incredible opportunities where you will actually give a person in the community, a home, a brand new roof at no cost. It is one of the coolest programs that you guys do every single year. And you get so involved with different nonprofits, things like that. I mean, do you mind kind of sharing some of that? Because I know that's a huge priority for Brown Roofing, which is a big deal.
Yeah, so the Roofing for Humanity Project was the brainchild of one of our salesmen back in 2020. And we're going to start promoting this year's in the next several weeks, probably to be placed on the recipient's roof somewhere in the fall. But Michael Goldberg, who was one of our top sales guys, went to Eddie and said, hey, I have this idea. We should give back to the community for someone in need who has also given back to the community. And Eddie loved the idea. And we put our first roof, free roof on in, is it 2022?
Yeah, I think it was after the pandemic, because that was the first time we talked about it on the year.
It was 2022, and unfortunately, Michael didn't get to see his vision become a reality. He passed away during COVID, but Eddie carried that torch, and we will be giving away our fourth roof this year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, you guys were instrumental in helping us find a listener who ultimately became the recipient, and it's somebody who gave back to their community. It's a pleasure for us to do. So Eddie has certainly created a culture of giving back within the company. I know since I've worked there, I've become much more aware of how lucky I am and how good it feels to give back.
It's one thing to serve the community, but it's also another to be a member of the community.
Right.
And I think Brown Roofing does both really, really well, quite frankly. It's one of the things that I love about working with you guys personally and professionally. So I want to make sure, who do you guys service in Connecticut? Because I want to make sure people know where you guys will go, and then also, you know, how they can reach out to you.
So we truly do service all of Connecticut. Primarily Fairfield, New Haven, Litchfield counties, because it's so close.
You guys are in the valley, it makes sense. Totally.
And we will travel anywhere in the state. So, and, you know, roofing, siding, gutters, windows, doors, chimney repair are all the services that we provide. You know, we will come out and do a full inspection for you for free. We will go over our findings, what's necessary to fix the job right and fix it once, and go over all of those financing options for you so your home can continue to protect you and your family. It's your biggest asset.
Exactly. Well, and we always talk about, too, Kevin, something else that we agree on is I'm a proactive, not reactive girl. I believe in that. And yes, things can be expensive up front. But to me, one of the reasons we did the gutters was because, you know, I'm I'm, you know, picking the brain of Kevin. And we're talking about this in studio, and you're like, yeah, no, sure, just wait a couple more years, because as that water keeps coming down, you're now messing up with the foundation of your home. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, we're not even talking about gutters anymore, we're talking about the foundation of our entire home. That is exponentially a bigger undertaking than just your gutters. I mean, so again, I think that is a huge part of why Brown Roofing has continued to have success for over 50 years and is such a valued partner of the community here and across the state. And so I want to thank Brown Roofing for what you guys do, and obviously personally for sponsoring the Diner Tour 2 years in a row, for putting my gutters in at my house earlier this year.
And that was, we had to remove snow and ice.
That was a nightmare for them. Let me tell you, Kevin's being really nice, but he has sunglasses on right now, and I think it's because he knows if I looked him in the eye, he'd tell you that was not an easy job. That was not fun for you guys. It was not, but you handled it, and I was so appreciative, and I thank you guys for what you guys do. It's really amazing. If people want to get information, you know, set up an appointment, even have just a consultation with you guys, yep, where can they go?
So they can give us a call at 203-723-1372. We've made it an awful lot easier for folks to book appointments on our website, which is brownroofing.com. To do is click on it, answer some questions, pick a date, and we'll follow up to confirm.
Yeah, and they really will. They are very, very efficient. I think I heard from you guys like literally not even an hour after I reached out. So you guys are amazing. Kevin, I adore you and Eddie and your entire team at Brown Roofing. Thank you so, so much. And we still have one more stop. You coming to Bridgeport next week?
We will be in Bridgeport next week.
Yeah, Kevin comes to all the stops. He's always the guy. If any of you have come to the diners, he's always on his laptop working. I don't know what you're doing over there. Although you do the blogs on the Brown Roofing website. There are incredible blogs, scams, and you know, checking your everything. Kevin's the brainchild behind that. Bet you didn't know I was going to out you for that one, but I love your blogs. I think they're great. It's where I get a lot of my information, actually. So, Kevin, thank you and your entire team.
Well, thank you.
Roofing. Appreciate you. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing. Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour right here on WACC. We are at stop number 6, Blue Sky Diner in Stratford.